All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Dan Day steps in for Alejandro Solana for the next hour as Solana gets down to Miami-Dade Arena for preheat tonight, which begins at 6:15. Dan, we have a new favorite Miami Dolphins player, and it's going to be the offensive lineman Dan Feeney. Do you know why?
I have no idea.
Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post tweeted out today, new Miami Dolphins offensive lineman Dan Feeney cites Funky Buddha as his favorite beer.
Oh,
there you go. That's our guy. Dan Feeney is our guy. Any Dolphin who can acknowledge that Funky Buddha is the superior beer is my kind of player. So there you go. Dan Feeney. Actually, we'll have to get him on the show. Dan Feeney, our new favorite Miami Dolphin.
I want to wear his jersey while drinking some Funky Buddha. That's like my drinking outfit now.
Were you at the tap room on Monday night? Did you do trivia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great crowd, good food, and of course, maple bacon coffee porter. This batch has been just fantastic.
There you go. We love ourselves some Funky Buddha. It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Speaking of the Marlins, as I was in the last segment, I was reading Will Manso's tweets. Someone texts in on the Kendall Toyota text line, MLB screwed them on ownership twice. I don't disagree with that. They really installed Jeffrey Loria here when he was the owner of the Expos. And then they went with the current owner, Bruce Sherman, over Jorge Mas, who probably would have been a better owner. So I don't disagree with that. And then even Jimmy, our producer, he texted me, winning cures everything. And that's essentially what Will Manso was saying, and I totally understand that if you win. But I will remind everybody, you know, they won a World Series in 97. They won another one in 2003. They went to the wild card in 2020. Granted, it was the COVID year, and it was a little bit screwed up, but Jimmy is right. Winning cures everything for a team. I don't care what team it is. You certainly just had to watch the Florida Panthers last season, who've always had lukewarm support. It starts to heat up a little bit, and then they don't make the playoffs. Something happens. Last season was totally different. The playoff games down here were amazing. That, I believe, happens for any team in any city. Winning can cure everything. And I do trust in the Marlins front office. And I do think, you know, the season starts a week from tomorrow. I do think they have a pretty good rotation, and I think they've addressed some of their hitting issues. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for a decent season there. But appreciate the people who say, you know, essentially what Will Manso was saying there, which is you got to win. You don't win. No one. I get that. Like, no one's coming out to just blindly support a team season after season after season if they feel like nothing's going on winning wise. So I get that. It remains to be seen if they can start some winning this season. I hope they can. All right, let's get headlines here again. Dan Day filling in for Solana for this hour. Headlines with Daniel Day.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Yeah, when it comes to losing teams, like going out as just a single guy, it's not a big deal. But if you're taking your family and investing time and money or friends, you want to see some competitiveness and wins.
That's the thing. I'm totally with you. Listen, you're always, if you have major league sports in your city, people are going to go. It's, can you get a lot of people to go on a regular basis? And if you're a parent and you have a family and you're taking, you know, a wife and two kids to a game and you're talking about, you know, $80 a ticket now or $60 a ticket and then parking and drinks, it's a hefty investment. If you feel like the team is going nowhere, I always say, you know, I could have, Robert De Niro is my favorite actor. If he puts out a movie that I know is terrible, I'm not going to go see it. That doesn't mean that I'm not a fan. It just means I'm not going to go see something where I know I'm wasting my money. Will Ferrell. People think I hate Will Ferrell. I don't. But you, as much as I, listen, he was great on Saturday Night Live. He was terrible on The Office as D'Angelo Vickers. But when they released, when Will Ferrell and what's the dude's name? John C. Reilly,
oh, yeah.
When they released Holmes and Watson, or Sherlock Holmes, whatever the movie was called. Hey, listen, if you spent a dollar on that movie, that's on you. Like, I knew that was going to be a crap fest. I wouldn't spend money on it. Same thing happens in sports as well. So I'm with what Jimmy texted me. Winning cures everything. Win. Dan will go to a couple games here and there. It's fun. It's social.
Yeah.
But it becomes, you know, winning builds on the excitement itself. I'm telling you, you don't have to look any further than the Panthers last season. They win the President's Trophy last season. By the end of that season, they were so exciting. They were winning. They were putting up a record number of goals. They got past the first round of the playoffs. Like, there was something there. And you do that on a consistent basis, you have no problem selling tickets.
Absolutely.
Is it going to feel like a World Baseball Classic game?
No.
No. But that's completely different. I'm just talking about having fan support and having it be exciting.
The Dolphins have re-signed Andrew Van Ginkle. The linebacker was a 2019 pick for Miami, but only played 29% of the defensive snaps last season.
Yeah, that's good news. I like Andrew Van Ginkle.
The Cavender twins, Haley and Hannah, have signed a controversial NIL deal with Cactus AI Company. Do you know what Cactus AI does?
I do not.
You type in keywords, and it helps you write term papers.
I'm sure my son uses that plenty.
LSU last year warned its student athletes about signing deals with Cactus AI because of plagiarism issues, and Notre Dame's kicker got in some trouble last year with a NIL deal with Cactus AI.
I am definitely not worried about NIL deals. I am just worried about them continuing their winning ways, and I will be watching 2:30 on Friday. UM women's basketball team. Crowder and I will do the show first half hour, 2 to 2:30. Then we'll fire off some best ofs. We'll pop in every now and then, give you a score update. And then when the Canes women's game is over, we'll wrap things up on the air. But, yeah, as long as they keep winning.
We have basketball tonight. The Miami Heat, they're going into a very, very big span right here over the next, some would say 8 days. I like to just call it like hate week. They've got the Knicks tonight at 7:30. Then if they win, they're basically tied for sixth place with the Nets, who are coming to town Saturday. You get Toronto, and then on Wednesday, 1 week from today, you are back in Madison Square Garden playing those Knicks.
Yeah, very cool. Heat tonight, 2-point favorites over the Knicks.
Marlins, they continue spring training. Of course, 1 week from tomorrow, they are going to play the Nets at Lone Depot Park. Are you going, Hawk?
No, we'll be on the air.
Oh, man. Get you guys out there on the first base line or something like that.
I think Tobin and Leroy are doing their show out there on opening day, and then they'll just stay and enjoy the game. But no, Crowder and I will be on the air.
Okay. The Flyers scored 4 in the second period to help them down the Panthers 6-3 last night. The Cats, they were missing Sergei Bobrovsky, Anthony Duclair, and Sam Bennett. Florida does host the Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7.
Yeah, rough loss for the Cats last night. They went with Alex Lyon in goal. Not my favorite decision of the season. But, they can get it back tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the New York Rangers be in town. That's a 5 p.m. puck drop on Saturday.
And Bobrovsky was out for just rest. Anthony Duclair had an illness.
Yep.
Sam Bennett, injury.
Yep.
Canes baseball team coming off a sweep of 17th-ranked Virginia Tech over the weekend. They are taking on FAU in about an hour from now at Mark Light Field.
Let's go.
And Nick Great, Willis Reed, passed away at 80 yesterday. He led New York to its only 2 NBA championships and was league MVP in 1970.
Somebody texts in, by the way, fans were starting to show up the last season of Christian Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton, and then they disappeared after they were traded. Yeah, I agree with that. I always said that outfield was Yelich, Stanton, and Ozuna, and they got rid of everybody. And I get the economics of it, and I get wanting to build a farm team. I get wanting to have prospects so that you can have a winner on a regular basis. But also, this has happened to Marlins fans over and over and over again, where you have legit stars, Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and then they're gone. So I'm not doing the whole criticize the Marlins thing again, because the season's, you know, a week from beginning. But I understand when Will Manso sends out that thread about, how can we get Marlins games to feel like the World Baseball Classic did? I understand all the context that is there surrounding the Marlins. I do think they're on the way to making it right. The question is that all Marlins fans have is, well, if someone like, is Sandy Alcantara going to be on that staff 2 seasons from now? And we'll have to wait and see. But it's nice when you have stars on the team. Sandy Alcantara is certainly a star. I think Jazz Chisholm is certainly a star. Luis Arraez won the batting title last season. So I think there'll be some excitement at Lone Depot Park this season.
Yeah, the star in the fireworks is what hooks like the casual fan. You and I might go, okay, no matter what, we're going to 4 games this year, but let's say we bring friends to the first one and it's just outstanding and fun. They're like, ooh, let's go back. If it's just boring and there's not a lot of excitement, they just go, I don't really need to go see the Marlins.
And I will tell you, that ballpark is great. Like, that ballpark is fun. You know what I mean? Like, you can go there with friends. You can, whether you're standing out by the bar in center field or sitting in the stands, like, that ballpark is great. I think the food there at that ballpark is great. So yeah, put a winner, combine that with a winner, I think you have a pretty damn good formula.
And you got the, and hopefully some people kind of got that itch with the World Baseball Classic, but yeah, we'll just kind of see how it all
that
goes.
Would be great.
That would be that great. Would Speaking be great. Of that World Baseball Classic, Shohei Ohtani struck out Angels teammate Mike Trout as Japan won the World Baseball Classic over the U.S. last night 3-2.
Yeah, Solana said it at the beginning of the show. That was cinematic. I mean, you couldn't script anything better than that finish last year. Well, you could script something better. USA wins. Mike Trout does something incredible. But the fact that Ohtani and Trout, the two best players, Major League Baseball and teammates, are facing off against each other, it was really cool.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is around 76 degrees in South Florida. Cloudy with a slight chance of rain.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I've watched my 600-pound life enough. I could perform bariatric surgery right now.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And in fact, we had said earlier this hour when we were doing the headlines, we have a brand new favorite Miami Dolphin. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post tweeted out today, new Dolphins offensive lineman Dan Feeney cites Funky Buddha as his favorite beer. So Dan Day and I have adopted that guy is our favorite new Miami Dolphin. I think that's very cool. And props to whoever asked him who his favorite beer was. He must have said something like he's a big beer drinker, and then I guess someone asked him what his favorite was. But Funky Buddha is the only correct answer in that spot. So tonight on the radio station, you're going to get Dan Day coming up at 6 o'clock, and then he'll take you till 6:15, and then Solana's got preheat along with Tommy Tighe. They'll get you ready for Heat and Knicks tonight. Then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight from Miami-Dade Arena. Heat still 2-point favorites tonight over the Knicks. Over-under on the game, if you're interested, is 224.5. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. Julius Randle, 26.5 is his over-under. Jimmy Butler, 24.5 is his over-under. Tyler Hero, 19.5. Bam Adebayo, 19.5 as well. So big game for the Miami Heat, and we'll have to see what happens. Crowder will be back tomorrow on the program, and then tomorrow, big day. You got FAU playing some March Madness Sweet 16 basketball, and then Friday will be even bigger with Canes men and women both playing a little Sweet 16 basketball. All right, that's going to do it for us. Clay Ferreiro was excellent. Frank Fort joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. We talked a little FAU basketball with him. If you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey app and listen, because it was a very cool conversation. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.